Right now, going through cancer treatment can be exhausting physically, mentally, and emotionally. But it turns out that exercise can really benefit patients even if they don't feel like they have the energy to get started.
New research from the Gundersen Medical Foundation in La Crosse finds that patients look to their doctors for guidance on physical activity, but those doctors often feel like they don't have the time or specific expertise to give them a good plan.
Angela Smith is an academic researcher with Gundersen Medical Foundation. Angela, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you very much.
Well, what do we know about the benefits for cancer patients with exercise?
Well, there has been a growing body of research that has suggested that physical activity or exercise is beneficial to many different cancers in terms of the research has focused on risk of recurrence, reducing that risk of recurrence for those patients who regularly engage in physical activity. What we don't know is the best way to prescribe that to our patients. There's been really no research out there that looks at what's the optimal plan for how we disseminate that information to our patients.
So you're saying it's not just that patients who exercise feel better. You're saying this can actually benefit them in that the rates of the cancer coming back are lower.
Yes, there have been studies that have supported that in many different in several different cancer types, in breast cancer, in colon cancer, and prostate cancer, that it actually can reduce the risk of recurrence. And that's where that research has pretty much focused, and not really addressing the quality of life issues in which is what we were interested in finding out from our patients and where our next research project is focused.
Now, this idea of exercising as you undergo cancer treatment or as you finish cancer treatment, it's a new one, isn't it? Because it used to be that the advice was cancer patients shouldn't exert themselves and there should be more rest involved. When did that switch happen?
That would be really a great question for some of our doctors who have worked on this project as well. That paradigm shift, I think, is kind of gray in terms of when, if there was really a when that changed. I think that as more and more research has been done, more and more providers or physicians, oncologists have been exposed to this information and perhaps have changed their prescribing behavior in regards to physical activity. And you're absolutely right. There was a time, I would say even probably 10 years ago, where cancer patients were probably actually discouraged to engage in physical activity to save their energy for their treatment, so to speak.
And what did you hear from patients themselves about what they were experiencing with more exercise?
Right. So that was the focus of this initial study we did, is we brought patients in for focus groups, and we wanted to ask them about their experience with physical activity during their cancer treatment while they were receiving chemotherapy. Our patients that came in and participated in those focus groups were, first of all, very amazing to share all of those experiences with us. And what we learned from it is that they're interested in learning how they can be more active. They want information. They want advice about that. And those patients that did engage in the regular physical activity, they recovered from their surgeries quicker. They had more energy during the day. They said they felt that their spirits were higher day to day. So not only the scientific benefits of reducing your risk of recurrence and so on, that quality of life element, which is so important, they found benefit from that.
We're talking with Angela Smith right now from Gundersen Medical Foundation, talking about a new study that found that cancer patients saw benefit with exercise while they were being treated, but that there was a disconnect in that the doctors who were treating these patients with cancer were not prescribing exercise. And let's talk about that now, Angela. Why this disconnect going on with doctors who were not getting very specific with patients about what they should do to exercise, but instead referred them to, say, rehabilitative facility or therapy?
Right. So the main focus of hearing from our patients is we wanted to know how they want to get this information, because we know it's beneficial. We know we need to get it to them. How can we make this work for them? What are their desires? And what we heard from them is they want to hear this information from their oncologist. And we then also conducted a group with our oncology providers. And what we heard from them is that they agree. They think that physical activity, they've read the research, that they think it's beneficial to their patients. However, in this day and age of everybody being time crunched, they felt that there were major time constraints within that clinic appointment, that there were other things that were much more important for them to cover with that patient, whether it be test results, scan results, their treatment, their lab results, that if something had to fall off the bottom, it was that discussion about physical activity and exercise. So that being said, that it would be easier to have them go see somebody in physical therapy or exercise physiology to get that advice if they wanted to have that.
I suppose if you're a patient that being referred to a rehab facility, that's another appointment when you probably had an awful lot of appointments. Is that part of it, that they might want to consolidate their treatment?
We absolutely heard that from our patients, is they were, not only did they want recommendations and guidance from their oncologist, because what we heard from them is they feel that oncologist knows what they're putting them through. They're the ones prescribing these medications, these drugs. They know the effects on it. They know what the cancer is doing to my body. And they wanted something that they could do at home. They want a home-based program that's manageable. So exactly what you're saying, they do not have one more appointment to attend in an already appointment-laden week for them.
And the medical field has been growing in that the areas of specialization have been growing faster than those who are more generalists. I mean, is it also that maybe the doctors feel they don't know the answer to what the best treatment is when it comes to exercise, that's what an exercise therapist might be able to do?
Yeah, I think that was another one of the barriers that we heard from them, is that they don't feel that they have necessarily that level of expertise, especially with a patient who may be at risk for a pathological fracture, who has a decreased functional status, what would be appropriate for them to be able to do. So there is that. We did hear that as a barrier from our providers, that lack of expertise and continuing education in that area for an oncologist maybe causes them pause to give that advice.
So clearly everyone has different physical capabilities as they're going through cancer treatment and recovery, but is there any sort of baseline about what is helpful?
You know, the other studies in terms of the risk of recurrence, not the quality of life pieces, because we haven't seen a lot of studies on that. They report that for there a certain number of METs need to be met to see that benefit. So there is some scientific construction to the exercise program in terms of its intensity level and its duration, so that you can achieve those METs of exercise.
What about something as simple as walking?
We feel that, and I'm looking at some of the notes that Dr. Agnes had provided, and she really feels that simple walking is probably the most underutilized exercise that not only cancer patients, but regular patients can engage in to improve not only quality of life, but improve their health as well.
Well, Angela, thank you so much for taking the time to talk today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Angela Smith is an academic researcher with Gunderson Medical Foundation in La Crosse, and they recently looked at the role that exercise can play for patients being treated for cancer.